I want to speak this week and the next two on the sacrament of penance and reconciliation so that we might be prepared to make our confessions. We have many opportunities for that, including April the 2nd. That's a Wednesday evening. It's an initiative called The Light is On for You. Every parish in the Archdiocese from 6:30 until 8 will have at least one priest hearing confessions. And you'll be hearing some spots on the radio and TV to this effect. That's one opportunity. April 9th and 10th, the times for confession for St. Jude and St. John. And then April 16th, our tri-parish penance service that evening. So I want us to be well prepared for the sacrament. So every Sunday between now and Palm Sunday, we focus on a different aspect of the beautiful sacrament of penance and reconciliation. Today we encounter in the gospel the woman at the well. She is a woman who has no name. And this is a literary device. She is meant to represent every woman and every man. There is something universal in her story. She is very clearly a woman with a past. We discover in this account that she has had five husbands, and the man she is with at present is not her husband. She is living in sin. And because of this, her demeanor is defensive. It's cynical. It's sarcastic. "Sir, this well is deep, and you don't have a bucket. How are you going to get water out of this well?" There's something very prickly about her nature. We might say today that she has issues, that she is high maintenance. These two are connected. Her sinful past and her sinful present and her demeanor. Sin burdens us. Sin weighs us down. Sin disfigures. Sin divides. Sin disintegrates. Notice that she is alone at the well at noon. This is most telling, that she has distanced herself from everyone else in that community. Because in our Lord's day and age, the women of the town would go to the well early in the day while it was still fairly cool to get the water from the well and bring it back to their homes. They would go early in the day and gather around the well, and there they would gossip. Okay? The men never did this. The men went to the city gate to gossip. That's where they went. But she is alone, and it's the middle of the day. She has distanced herself. There is something about her that makes it difficult for others to get along with her. She's shunned. Our Lord gets through all of that. He looks at her and he sees not someone with a past, but someone with a future. He looks at her and he sees not the complicated defensive facade that she has manufactured for herself, but he sees her heart. And he sees the goodness that is inside. He reaches out to her and speaks to her not as a caricature, but as a human being. He gets through this with her. He lifts her up with his tender mercy. He gives her new life. He gives her living water without end, living water that cannot be exhausted. Sin disfigures. Grace restores. You see, her story is the story of every woman and every man, every one of us. Every saint has a past, and every sinner has a future. I came across some pictures on the internet that intrigued me greatly this week and that apply to this gospel story. I tweeted them. If you follow me on Twitter, you can see them there. Otherwise, I have the actual photos that I'll show you in the back of church. It was a story online about a stray dog. And this dog was picked up by the animal rescue folks. And they took a picture of this dog. It was the ugliest dog I've ever seen in my life. Ugly. Because this poor creature had been abandoned and its hair had grown out and had grown quite matted. And it had picked up all sorts of mud and twigs and sticks and grass. And that poor creature was terribly burdened, terribly weighted down. And that dog, as you'll see when you look at the picture, has the saddest expression on its face. But that's not the end of the story. That animal shelter went to work on that dog. They saw the potential. 6 staff members spent 3 hours taking care of that dog, cutting back its hair that had grown up and had grown matted. In fact, when they brought that dog in and put it on a scale, it weighed 17 pounds. After they were finished, it weighed 9 pounds. And after they got all that ugly hair off of him, they sent him to the vet, and after several days, that dog had recuperated very well, and they show the after picture, which you can see as well. And that's the cutest dog that I've ever seen. Sin burdens us. Sin weighs us down. God's incredible mercy lifts us up and restores us, makes us new again. We prayed in the opening prayer this morning, look graciously on this confession of our lowliness, that we who are bowed down by our conscience may always be lifted up by your mercy. This image of the dog before and after is an image of the weight of sin and the uplifting and restorative nature of God's tender mercies, mercies that are waiting for each and every one of us. We who are burdened, we who are weighed down, we who are disfigured by sin, we who are not at our best because of the power of sin, God's forgiveness is readily available to each and every one of us through the beautiful sacrament of penance and reconciliation. That sacrament that takes away our sins and gives us God's grace, the grace that we need to start over again. Why, oh why, would we stay away from this beautiful sacrament? Why, oh why, would we keep our distance from this source of forgiveness and mercy. Why, oh why, would we let months and years go by without availing ourselves of this sacrament? I will tell you why. I will give you the excuses. Here are the excuses. First, we're all going to heaven anyway. It doesn't matter. Let it go. It will get better on its own. Time heals all wounds. Forget about it. It's not important. Would those excuses work for that poor dog, weighted down by all of that burden? Do those excuses work for us? If those are the excuses that we use, know that they are unbiblical and foolish, examples of wishful thinking and abject denial. Denial of the power of sin, denial of the even greater power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the one who meets and changes the woman at the well, the one who meets us in that beautiful sacrament and takes away our burdens and lifts us up. Trust in him, even if it's embarrassing. One of the fathers of the church says that confessing sin is like going to a physician. When we go to our physician, we show our physician parts of ourself that can be embarrassing, but only by showing the good doctor those parts can the doctor heal. When we open ourselves up to the Lord in the sacrament of penance, he does not disappoint. He extends his healing and merciful touch each and every time. Every saint has a past. Every sinner has a future.